Welcome to the audiobook version of the How To series, brought to you by Cape Peninsula University of Technology Libraries. You're listening to Module 2, How to Find and Use a Journal Article. Introduction. What is a journal and journal article? Periodicals, also referred to as serials, journals, or magazines, are important sources of information. Journals contain more recent information than books, and often the latest information on any given subject. Journals are published monthly, quarterly, or annually. A journal includes about 5 to 10 articles per issue. Refer to the ebook for 2 examples. For example 1, the title of the journal is International Journal of Project Management with its associated ISSN number. For example 2, the journal title is Project Management Journal with its associated ISSN number. Journal articles are studies that have been completed by scholars and/or researchers who are experts in their fields. Good quality journals ensure articles are peer-reviewed before they get published. Peer review means experts in the field evaluate the content of the articles to ensure high quality and that it contributes new knowledge to that particular area of study. Find a journal article. How? CPUT libraries purchase quality resources, including journals. To find journal articles, go to the CPUT website and click on Library. Once on the library page, you can log in once for authentication, whether you are on or off campus. Next, click on Databases, which can be found at the top of the page. You can also access these via your subject LibGuides. You can browse through databases based on your faculty, or, if you know the name of the database you'd like to search, enter it directly. Select a database. Type your own search strings, as you did in Module 1 of this course. For more on how to search a database, have a look at Module 2, Information Tools, of this course. Let's look at the different sections of a journal article. To illustrate, we will be using an article of Dr. Rodney Duffett, an academic at CPUT. To see the full citation, please refer to the ebook version. Sections of a journal article. The journal title is the name of the journal. This article has been published in the journal Southern African Business Review. The article title is the name the author has given the article. The title should give you an indication of what the article is about. The title of Dr. Duffett's article is Mixit Advertising's Influence on Cognitive Attitudes Amongst Millennials in the Western Cape. Publication details and author or authors. The publication details are needed for your bibliography and include the publication date, when the journal and article was published. This is usually a year. The volume. This is a number that indicates the number of years that a journal has been published. And the issue, which is the number of times in a year that the journal has been published. The author or authors are the names of the researchers who have done the research. In this example, the author is R.G. Duffett. Abstract. The abstract of a journal article is a brief summary of the article and indicates the purpose of the research. Read the abstract first to see if the article addresses the information you are looking for. An abstract can be in different formats. A structured abstract has distinct headings for each area, such as introduction, methods, results, discussion, and conclusion. An unstructured abstract is written as a short paragraph, but covering similar information to a structured abstract. To see the example, please refer to the ebook version. Introduction. A good introduction gives background information about the research study. It clarifies the research problem and objectives, and how the author will address the study in the article. To see the example, please refer to the ebook version. Literature review. The main purpose of research is to learn from others and then to add your own new knowledge to that subject. You do this by writing a literature review. What is a literature review? The first step in research is reading up on your chosen topic in order to find out what other researchers or experts have published on the topic. A literature review is an account or critical analysis of the work of experts in the area. Why should it be included in a journal article? A literature review must be part of an article to show how widely an author or authors have read on a topic. Citations or in-text references. Throughout a journal article, the author or authors will refer to the work of other researchers. At every place in the article where the work of other researchers, directly or by paraphrasing the information of those authors, needs to be included, we call it a citation. Here is an example. A study by Janti M. and Cox B., 2013, page 170, indicates that students who borrow library resources do outperform students who do not. Research method. The research method outlines in detail how the study was conducted. It would include information such as who participated in the study and what methods or procedures were followed, for example, interviews, questionnaires, observation, and experiments. Ethical clearance or permission is required to conduct certain types of research. This is specifically required when people and/or animals are part of your research. Use the books available in the library to help you identify and understand the various research methods. Please refer to the ebook version for an example. Results, findings, and discussion. The results or findings of a study summarize the data collected. Data collection can be achieved, for example, through questionnaires, interviews, and surveys. The results or findings indicate the answer to the research question. They often contain graphs and tables to explain the data collected. The discussion is where the results of the study are discussed, interpreted, and reasons for the results are presented. This is the area where the research questions should be answered, new knowledge created, or areas for further research identified. Please refer to the ebook version for an example as the start to the results and discussion. Conclusion. The conclusion is the final part of the article. The author or authors conclude the research study and may indicate further research to be considered. Please refer to the ebook version for an example of part of the conclusion. Bibliography. The bibliography is found at the end of the article and is a list of all works referenced in the article. Please refer to the ebook version for an example of part of the reference list. This concludes Module 2, How to Find and Use a Journal Article. Thank you for choosing CPUT Libraries to assist you.